3, 2, 1, go. Flies, huh? You love when we around. You tell us to pull up, cause you know we shut it down. Flies, huh? You love when we around. You tell us to pull up, cause you know we shut it down. Flies, huh? You love when we around.
Hello, and welcome to a spontaneous episode of Curvy Chick Chronicles. Hi, everyone. I know you guys are like, where has she been? This one. In my defense, I feel like I committed to at least one episode a month. And it's not my fault that February is not like a complete month. But how special is it that the 1st of March just so happens to fall on a Friday? So, it feels like a win-win to me. So, you know, let's get into it. How are you guys doing? No, like, really, I wish this was like kind of like a round table conversation. Like, just picture it in your mind. I don't know, a coffee table, something. Like, let's just all sit round and just be like, how are you really doing? You know, like when somebody asks you that question and like stares into your soul, so you can't just give them the generic, oh, I'm good, and you? Because that's always the go-to. You know, like when someone is like, oh, hi, how are you? Your mind is always like, do I really tell them how I am? Like, I'm struggling. I'm hanging on by a thread. I had 3 mental breakdowns today. My coffee is cold. My rent is due. Da-da-da-da-da. Or do I just say, I'm good. How are you? And of course, most of the time, we don't want to trauma dump. So you just end up going, I'm fine. How are you? And they also lie to you and they say, oh, I'm good as well. Oh, good, good, good. Meanwhile, we're literally hanging on by threads, damn near about to be checked into the loony bin, at least for a weekend. I imagine that, I don't know, maybe it's the psychologist in me that's just quite curious, but I feel like a weekend at a mental health facility would be interesting. Hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out. Don't judge me. I just feel like, oh my, there'll be plenty of things happening there. First of all, I'm not going to take any medication. So whatever they give me, I'm not going to take it. But I just feel like it would be very insightful and exciting. And also, in a very weird way, somehow relaxing. Am I too far gone, or do you think the same way? Like, feel free to soundbite and be like, bitch, you tripping. Or like, I've thought about it too. Like, a weekend, no go bad. All the people that I know that have actually been, they all say it felt like a getaway. And I'm like, really? I love a good getaway, honey. But, you know, anyways. Sorry, my ADHD is kicking in and I just started rambling. So, it's been one of those months. February literally feels like 365 days in itself. Like, it feels like one of those months that at the end of the month you'll be like, whew, what a year. And somebody's like, what do you mean? That was just 1 month. It just felt like, for a month of love. February, you didn't really love up, oh, for a month of love. Like, I'm just saying. Or was it just on the Nigerian axis of thing? It just felt like, okay, this week, City Boy is like, what can I do to piss them off? Next week, NCC is like, how can we do our own? The following week, CBN is like, tag, my turn. It's just a continuous. And I know for a fact, actually, that it's not just in Nigeria. because friends I have all over the world, everybody is feeling some sort of pinch. We're gonna call it a pinch. Everybody is feeling some sort of pinch. I don't know if it's a cosmical thing. I mean, obviously, we're just getting settled into the year, not the year, the age of Aquarius. And if you don't know, let me put you guys up because, you know, I love to educate you guys. We're entering into age of Aquarius. Aquarius is generally in charge of science, technology, knowledge, truth, things like that. We literally just left age of Pisces. We were in age of Pisces for the last 100 years. Age of Pisces was like the age of, I think, sacrifice, church, tradition. That's why, like, if you really pay attention in the last 100 years, you will see that, you know, there were a lot of, you know, church cults and people trying and struggling to connect to a higher being and find some sort of religion, and, you know, all those things were trending. Like, if you were doing church business in the last 100 years, you were really in vogue. And then before the age of Pisces, we were in the age of Aries. Aries, of course, is the god of war, violence, all of these things. So if you look back, what is that, medieval times, you notice that then they liked to do all these kind of, you know, is it gondettes? Or I feel like I'm messing that up, but they would like to gather, watch people fight, watch people, you know, bullfight, watch people fighting on horses, watch people being beheaded. Like, all those things were exciting then because that was the age of Aries. So now we're coming into the age of technology, and, you know, this is the age of truth. That's why you see a lot of celebrities and everything that's coming to the light that was hidden before. Yes, more things are going to be coming up. Anything that was buried is going to start coming up now. So all skeletons really are going to start coming out, and, you know, technology is going to flourish more than it already has, and people are going to start seeking the truth for themselves. So I feel like age of Aquarius kind of settling in is kind of a little bit uncomfortable for everybody, and I'm really, really hoping and hopeful that March is going to be a little bit more stable, because being that we're literally just coming out of, you know, Aquarius season, of course it was going to be a bit turbulent. You know, like when you're on a flight, sometimes there's a little bit of da-da-da-da-da. All passengers, is it passengers? Please return to your seats. The seatbelt light is on. Put on your seatbelts. Put on your air mask. And you're like, oh my God. Dios mío. Ay, Dios mío, I'm going to die, you know? And then like 10 minutes later, it's like, okay, the seatbelt light comes off. And then the captain is like, you know, air pressure has been restored. You know, there was just a little bit of turbulence, but we're fine now. So I feel like, whew, that was February. February was child. Check on your friends. The spirit just told me that, like, check on your friends, because February was rough for a lot of people. If you struggle with depression, i.e. me, if you struggle with anxiety, also me, you know, if you struggle with mental illness of any sorts, February was kind of tough mentally because your head was tick, 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 tick. And if you're in Nigeria, oh God, if you have people in Nigeria, please, if you see us, just, I don't know, squeeze like 20,000 into our hand. I don't know how you're going to squeeze it, but just like hold it and squeeze it, because, child, in addition to everything that we're going through, there's now the issue of lights, the issue of power. I don't know who the fuck the minister of power is or what he does, but all I know is Aba has 24/7 lights. Aba is a state in Aba is a city in a state, Abia State in Nigeria, for those who, you know, my overseas listeners. Aba has 24/7 light now, and everywhere else doesn't. So it's not like, Omo, is it to move to Aba? Like, do we do that? Because I'm about sick and tired. Oh God. So it was a really somehow month, you know. I can't help but just kind of taking on a lot of people's energies, like my friends, when I talk to them. So if you're friends with me, you may have noticed that almost February I was just a little bit scarce. I was available, but I was selectively available, because I do this thing where I take on people's energies, and then, you know, because I feel what they're feeling. Being an empath, I can feel you, what you're feeling, and then I take that shit on, and it wears on me, and then I have my own shit to deal with. So now I'm just in a bit of a funk, you know? So you can imagine having that type of personality and then still being drawn to being a therapist. Anyways, listen, I have nothing to say to myself. So this month I was very careful about that, but I still tried as much as possible to reach out to my friends, because it's really tough. I really feel bad when I actually sit down and think about it, because on so many levels, things were, of course, easier when we were children, but even for our parents, I feel like things were also easier for them. Like, even my mom keeps saying that, Nigeria, this is not the Nigeria I know. And child, my mother is a 70 plus year old woman. So if this is not the Nigeria that she knows, how the hell is my 30 plus year old self supposed to kind of navigate and, you know, keep a calm head? It literally feels like everything, not just Nigeria, it literally feels like the world itself kind of started to implode as we became adults. Like, it feels like everything spoiled as we became adults. And I feel so bad for us, because we literally, you know, have never adulted before. So none of us know what the fuck to do. So now we're just winging shit. But then we're also sad, and we're stressed, and we're struggling, and nobody knows what to do. But, you know, we're the new adults, somehow. I don't even know how that's possible, because mentally, I don't feel a day over 19, 20 was a wonderful age. Now, body-wise, yeah, I feel every inch of 33. But, you know, mentally, up here, it's giving 1920, you know, with the vibes and the key. So sometimes I really struggle, because I'm like, how did I become an adult? But I'm just a baby. But I'm just a girl. But, you know, here we are. So last month was really, so I'm speaking so much positivity, good vibrations, good vibes, good energy, success, unsolicited credit alerts. Like, you just open your phone, you just see alerts from I don't know where, but you didn't work for it, you weren't looking for it, it just came. Grace, peace, oh God, peace, because so many of us are like not at war within ourselves, but we're in a constant battle within ourselves, you know. And it's crazy, because you kind of feel like your mind is turning on you, even though it's not, but you kind of feel that way. So I'm speaking peace that surpasses all understanding, not peace of the world or peace of God, because if it's peace of the world, Oma, you end up in pieces. But you see that peace that God gives, that peace be still, that peace like still water, that peace that even when shit is going wrong and everywhere seems like it's going up in flames and you don't know what to do with your life and you feel like your life is a mess, you feel like you've made a mess, you don't know where to start from, you don't know where to end, you don't know what to do, you don't know if to go left, right, you don't know what decision to make, and you have lost faith and trust in yourself. You see that peace that you can just really sit down and know that I will be fine, God's got me, that peace like sleeping in the middle of a storm, that peace. I want that peace for you so bad in the month of March, because I know y'all are struggling. Child, we all struggling, but I hope it is my faith that we are going to make it through. I don't know how, but you know, footprints in the sand. God, whatever higher being you believe in, is going to carry you through the sand when you get tired, or the sand gets too steep, or the tides come too close. Ooh, that's a word. Ooh. I don't know who that was for, but oh Lord, I felt that, because it's just too much, you know. Adulthood feels like some sort of eternal confusion, bouts of depression, bouts of joy, whimsical joy. You have some good days, you have some days that you're like, but it can't be like, say, those bad days, don't they pass the good days? But we're going to survive, we're going to make it through. Sometimes you're just going through your day and you're just like thinking, just sighing. And it's like, I like to remind myself, you know, there's a verse in the Bible, you know, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And sometimes I be like, when I want to pray and I don't know what to say, because sometimes you're just so confused, you just don't know where to start. And I'll just be like, Lord, those weapons, they look real close to prospering right now. Oh, do something. I don't know what you're going to do, but do something, because it's just, oh my gosh, it is well. Like, I feel it, so I know y'all feel it too. And then for me, and for a lot of women, actually 1 in 8 women, we also have to deal with PCOS in addition to whatever the fuck is going on. All the joys of womanhood. Now, if you don't know what PCOS is, don't worry. Like, we're not going to judge you, even though I feel you should. Anyways, PCOS is polycystic ovarian syndrome. And basically what it is your ovaries producing like abnormal amounts of androgens. Could be testosterone, could be estrogen, prolactin. I didn't forget the other one. There's another one that your body produces. But anyways, your body producing abnormal amounts of one of them. So it kind of causes an imbalance in your hormones. And if that's not taken care of, eventually you start to have little cysts in your ovaries, which is like little fluid-filled sacs. I think the fluids are filled with, like, you know, androgens. So, yeah, and that fucks with your entire life. Okay, it's not just fertility. It's not just fertility that it messes with. PCOS is a gift hand packaged by the devil himself. Can nobody tell me otherwise? Don't nobody know where PCOS came from? Don't nobody know the cure? But 1 in 8 women have PCOS, but nobody knows how to cure it. There are 4 types of PCOS. I don't know about the other types because it's not my business. Well, it could be my business, but I only know about the PCOS that I have. I have insulin resistance PCOS. Basically, what that is that my body basically, right, is unable to produce insulin and break down sugar properly. So PCOS kind of destroys your body's response to and its ability to produce insulin, which is, I want to say, good sugars and also break down sugars. So then you just have a whole bunch of sugars if you, you know, have things that have sugar in them. Basically, if you eat anything, because everything has some sort of sugar in it. So you just got a whole bunch of sugars just running around your system, doing whatever the fuck they want to do. That's where you start to get issues of maybe your blood sugar being high, your glucose level being high. So PCOS, if unwatched or unattended to, there's a high likelihood that it can result in diabetes too, which is basically insulin resistance diabetes. So, child, that shit fucks with you. Every year, I usually get a medical. You know, I keep it real with you guys. Like, of course, this is not something that, you know, should be hidden or that women should stay silent about. I feel like knowledge is power. So anyways, every year I get, you know, a comprehensive test done just to kind of check, you know, how's everything going, you know, because child health is wealth. And once you hit 30, at least 30, 35, please incorporate some sort of, you know, testing physical into your lifestyle regimen, so that, you know, even if there's anything, it can be caught on time and you can rectify it, rather than just living on God got me kind of energy. So I got my yearly physical done, and generally, don't worry, I'm just being a drama queen, everything was good. But the things that were, you know, kind of a little bit high, all were directly linked to PCOS. Like, everything. Even before I saw my doctor. Because I'm one of those people, I'm a Google doctor, so I done Googled everything. Let me read, what does this mean? And what does this do? And what is this in charge of? So when I saw my doctor, it was almost like two professionals discussing. I'm like, oh yeah, and this level was, you know, a bit high. Yeah, what does that mean? Oh, and I read that this means this and this means this. And the doctor's just like, he barely could get a word in. But everything was directly linked to PCOS. My blood sugar was just a little bit high. And everything else was good. That blood sugar, I'll tell you the truth, that really fucked me up. That fucked my day up. Because even as a plus size chubby woman, my blood sugar has always been low. Always been low, always been good. To tell you how crazy it is, even my parents, because Nigerian parents are also still learning, my parents sometimes still have this ideology that, oh, fat people, you know, they like to eat, which is funny because my mom knows personally that I'm not even one of those, like, you know. So they're always like, oh, your blood sugar, is it high? Child, my blood sugar had never been high, but I checked it this time and it was like, 0.3 points over the normal range. When I tell you, I had one of the biggest existential crises I'd ever had in my adult life. Was it that day? I'm talking, I was in the shower, music on, crying in the shower, falling apart. I was just so besieged with, I don't know what. I don't know if it was pain. I don't know if it was anger, I don't know if it was shame, I don't know what it was. But you know, I gathered myself together after a very good cry. Because listen, don't let anybody tell you that crying isn't good. I always tell people, you can cry, but cry with purpose. Don't just sit down and be crying. Why are you crying? And while you're crying, be thinking of a solution for why you're crying as well. Don't just like, oh my God. No, while you're crying, be thinking. So that is progressive crying. Now, I don't know if that's the trauma within me speaking, but that's a method that has always worked for me. So I, you know, that day I felt so bad. I was like, in my head, I should have had kids earlier. I should have done this. I should have done that. You know, when stuff happens, there's always so many shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And at the end of the day, sometimes the cards just fall where they fall. You didn't do anything wrong. There's really nothing you could have done to avoid that, because you're not a seer. You can't see into the future from the past, because if a lot of us could see into the future, we would change so many things before they happen. But alas, life is happening while we're living it. So sometimes really all we could have are, you know, regrets and wishes. I wish I, and that was just me That day, in addition to whatever the fuck else Nigeria has been doing to everybody and whatever else is happening in the world, I just felt so bad. I was just thinking, like, you know, where does this come from? And ironically, high cortisol levels, which is the stress hormone, is also something that plays a very key part in PCOS. So me essentially also, like, you know, having a mental breakdown or a nervous breakdown and then falling apart also probably spiked my cortisol levels. So while I was crying, that was also pissing me off, because I'm like, damn it, now my cortisol is going to be high, I'm not going to be able to sleep, you know, because PCOS wears into so many parts of your life. Your body's not producing enough magnesium, your body's not producing enough zinc, your body's not producing enough B12. I take about 9 vitamins daily because I can't help myself. Anytime one of my sisters, that's C-Y-S-T, that's what we call ourselves, anytime one of my sisters is like, girl, you need this supplement, I'm like, say less, what's the name of the supplement, and I will buy it and I will start taking it. Is it doing anything? I don't know. I don't know. I think it does help. Like, for instance, my magnesium, calcium, and D3. When I take them, and my zinc, when I take them like I'm supposed to, I don't get any of the, you know, joint pain, muscle weakness, fatigue, and what else? And the brain fog that PCOS kind of causes. When I take my ashwagandha vitamins, my cortisol level seems to be normal. I'm not stressing as much. You know, those voices in my head are kind of silent. I'm very chill. That ashwagandha vitamin, I don't know what they put inside. I don't know what is inside ashwagandha, but when I take it, it's like, maybe my head is like a showroom, right? And then I take the ashwagandha, it's like they literally turn off all the lights and they put on the AC and everywhere is so chill and calm. I go just sit down for corner, like I'll just be so calm. I don't know what is in it, but it's a fantabulous supplement. Now, one of my sisters told me about metformin and how good it is for blood sugar. So my next appointment with my doctor, I'm going to ask about that. Then one of my friends told me about Lion's Mane. So now I'm thinking of where I will find Lion's Mane in Nigeria. So this is just like a very regular moment or regular week for a PCOS sister. So I went through it. Nobody knows what is the cause. I'm very certain that, and there's been research to prove this as well, that PCOS actually is something that starts in the womb. Though it's also something that is genetics based, because my younger sister has PCOS as well. So it's something that definitely runs in the family and it's genetics, probably. I don't know. I feel like it has something to do with pregnancy and how women experience pregnancy. But I just can't prove it. But I'm very particular on telling women to try as they can to experience a happy or some sort of peaceful pregnancy. Because the kind of pregnancy that you experience and the stress that you go through while pregnant and how traumatic and how stressful that pregnancy is will eventually have some sort of impact on that child. There's so much research and papers and journals on topics like this. So that's just the life that we're living. And, you know, unfortunately, doctors don't know how to cure it. Don't nobody know how to cure it. You go to the doctor most of the time. The doctor will tell you, if you're a chubby person, they'll tell you, oh, go and lose some weight, it'll go away. But then there are hella skinny bitches that have PCOS. So obviously, PCOS doesn't give a fuck if you're fat or skinny, or the doctor will tell you, oh, come back when you want to have children, or they'll tell you to go on some form of birth control to try to regulate it. Meanwhile, you're just sitting there like a sitting duck, and PCOS is literally running hammock on your entire life, and you're just left feeling confused. Like, I remember when I was first diagnosed, I felt confused, I felt betrayed by my body, I was angry. For some reason, there was some sort of shame. I don't know why I felt ashamed, but I just remember just a lot of anxiety and so many questions in my head. Somebody who loves children, and I'm like in my head, like, oh my God, will I be able to have children? Am I going to have fertility issues? Because PCOS is known for that. Am I going to be able to give birth to my own children naturally? Will I end up having to do some sort of IVF? I was asking myself so many questions every day. And that's literally, unfortunately, you know, what PCOS does. Until, I kid you not, one day I went to the doctor, because then I was doing a series of tests. You know, the doctors were like, okay, maybe we're gonna do some sort of ovulation stimulation, whatever, I don't know. And I remember coming back from the hospital. Now, I shared this because I don't know, I just love you guys so much. So I came back from the hospital, and I literally, I fell apart, because it was just a lot of bad news, a lot of this, a lot of that. It was fucking exhausting. And, you know, I remember praying, because when I don't know what to do, shall I turn a prayer? I remember praying, and I was just like, God, I don't know what to do. And the devil is tricky, because the devil will put thoughts in your head, you know, you cannot do this, you will not do that. And, you know, call it my spirit guides or my angels, literally started to combat that. And, you know, a spirit was like, no, you need to speak life into yourself. Like, no, you can't just, you know, accept defeat and just lay down. And this Bible verse, Exodus 23:26, yeah, came to my mind immediately. You know, for none shall be barren in your land, I will give you a full lifespan. And I literally started to declare and profess that over my life, and I started to pray, like, from my heart, like, God, my mother carried me in her womb, you know, full term. She carried me in her womb. She didn't have any issues. Nobody carried me for her. So I must also carry my own children in my, like, I started to seriously pray, because PCOS, one of the first things it wrecks is your mind. And I started to pray and prophesy and declare over my life. And I declare over every PCOS sister that is listening to this podcast today, that verse, Exodus 23:26, is going to speak for you. It is going to speak over your life. For none shall be barren in the land, in your land, not just in any land, in your land, in your own life, barren in all aspects. None shall be barren in your land. I will give you a full lifespan. Because we're always all wondering, are we going to be able to? Are we going to be able to? I just feel the need to encourage somebody that it may seem like it's not going to be okay, but it's going to be okay. Yeah, I don't know where the spirit led me with that, but I feel like somebody needed that. It's going to be okay. So that's just kind of, you know, been my life. And just kind of, I have another doctor's appointment, so let's hear what he has to say, and then just go from there. And, you know, dealing with all of this has really reminded me the importance of having some sort of significant other. Not just a significant other, but a significant other that you can talk to, or, you know, kind of drop things on. Not drop things on, I'm sorry, that's so mean of me, but that you can share things with, things that burden you, things that stress you out. Because me, I don't like to stress my loved ones out. You know, I tend to kind of keep things to myself. Rather, I'll be trying to take care of everybody else. So really, since this stuff happened, even my mom has been like, you know, watching me. But I'm very careful about, you know, not falling apart in front of people or, you know, making people feel sorry for me, because I hate people feeling sorry for me. But, you know, I did find myself wishing and longing for a partner that I could have shared some of this with. You know, a problem shared is a problem half solved. I've had to say that thing again. And I just felt bad, you know, like it was just a crazy week. I really felt bad. And that whole time, there was literally one person in my mind. And child, I know y'all are tired of me talking about this man, but there's literally just one person in my mind that I wanted to talk to about this. And I knew that somehow he would know exactly what to say to give me some sort of comfort. But I don't know. I'm very particular about people's space. And, you know, I told you guys, I have a very, 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 very high fear of rejection. So anything that may feel like, it doesn't even have to be facts. Anything that feels like maybe I will be rejected, I don't want no parts in it. So, you know, I just fell apart. And when I was done, almost as always, I gathered myself, I said a prayer, tossed it up to Jesus, because, you know, come to me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The load is not for me, it's for God. I gave it to him. Carry your things. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to stress myself out. And yeah, but I felt really bad. And I'm like, maybe I need to actually be nice. And I don't know. Do you guys find it difficult to actually give people some sort of chance with you, because you just kind of feel like, this person is wasting my time, or they're going to waste my time? There's something about being over 30 and really feeling like a lot of people are full of shit. In addition to the fact that a lot of people are full of shit, but there's this realization when you reach 30, you no longer have the time to entertain or play the games of, are they full of shit or are they not full of shit? Are they going to surprise me and not be full of shit? No. When I spot shit a mile away, I don't like stress. I simply just cross the road and go about my business, because, child, I ain't got the time, you know? So a lot of the times when these people supposedly, quote unquote, come and try to, you know, oh, how are you? I like you. Two conversations in, they're telling you about their penis. Two conversations in, they're asking you dumbass questions like, what's your favorite sex position? Two conversations in, they're telling you, when will you come and cook for me? Two conversations in, they're telling you, when are we chilling? We should Netflix and chill. Chivalry, I don't want to say chivalry is dead, but chivalry is like that horse that they have beaten and worn that horse down, and that horse is about to give up. Because the men in this generation, trash. The dating pool is filled with period piece, amoeba, and different types of E. coli infestations. And it sickens me, because I'm a lover girl. I like to love. I come from love. I give love. I have so much love to give. But all of these men that I meet only deserve cold indomie. So how we won't take Duam now? How? Anyways, I'm very glad that I was able to rant with you guys and talk to you guys. Pray for your friends. Talk to your friends. Everybody is going through a battle one way or the other. Even as I'm recording this now, there's still no light in this country. There's no light in my house. I'm finna finish recording this, edit it, and then go put on my gen and just relax, because I didn't kill Jesus. No, be me kill him. So Nigeria can't kill me. Anything that makes you happy, I tell people, in this particular period of time. Whatever makes you happy, whatever makes brings you joy, please do not hesitate to do it. Eh? Life is very short, and these times are seemingly bleak, but I know that the sun is coming and will shine again. I can be an optimist sometimes. I know it's coming. Joy is coming. Joy comes in the morning. But in the meantime, whatever gives you little hints of, you know, dopamine, little hints of joy, please do it and be kind to each other. If you are able to help others, wherever you are, Nigeria, UK, South Africa, Canada, the US, try to help as much as you can, because I don't know, I've never seen the world this bad since I've been here. And I've been here for a good number of years, but you know, I just started this adulthood shit like maybe 10-ish years ago. But it's bad. People are going through it. People are committing suicide. People are... So just as much as you can, you know, share love, share joy, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourself as well, because we tend to be hardest on ourselves. So give yourself some grace. Healing isn't linear. You've never been an adult before. This is your first time being an adult. This is your first time being the age that you are. So give yourself that grace and that space to make mistakes and allow yourself to learn from those mistakes and move on. You know, hopefully, fingers crossed, in Jesus' name, everything is going to be all right, and we're going to come out and we're going to remember 2024 February and, you know, the years before. Hell, one day we may remember 2020 and we may chuckle, because we'll never actually laugh about that year, but we'll be like, wow, that year really tried me. But God, you know. Anyways, this is my proof of life. I will talk to you guys soon again. Be safe, be well. Bye.